Novel Audio presents Stamped from the Beginning, The Definitive History of Racist Ideas in America by Ibram X. Kendi. Read for you by Christopher Duntrell Piper. Prologue. Every historian writes in and is impacted by a precise historical moment. My moment, this book's moment, coincides with the televised and untelevised killings of unarmed human beings at the hands of law enforcement officials, and with the televised and untelevised life of the shooting star of hashtag Black Lives Matter during America's stormiest nights. I somehow managed to write this book between the heartbreaks of Trayvon Martin and Rekia Boyd and Michael Brown and Freddie Gray and the Charleston Nine and Sandra Bland. Heartbreaks that are a product of America's history of racist ideas, as much as this history book of racist ideas is a product of these heartbreaks. Young black males were 21 times more likely to be killed by police than their white counterparts between 2010 and 2012, according to federal statistics. The underrecorded, underanalyzed racial disparities between female victims of lethal police force may be even greater. Federal data show that the median wealth of white households is a staggering 13 times the median wealth of black households, and black people are 5 times more likely to be incarcerated than whites. But these statistics should come as no surprise. Most Americans are probably aware of these racial disparities in police killings, in wealth, in prisons, in nearly every sector of U.S. society. By racial disparities, I mean how racial groups are not statistically represented according to their populations. If black people make up 13.2% of the U.S. population, then black people should make up somewhere close to 13% of the Americans killed by the